broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
I call on my colleagues in the House.
Do as you wish.
I'd like to state that this hearing is not about science. It's about the destruction.
Chair lays before the House the following communication.
So what I'm telling you is you need to follow the law.
Did you ever smoke, Wolf?
No, not really.
You're calling me a wide hunk.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Radio for patriots by patriots. This is a patriot conservative radio show hosted by me, Phil Hendry. Truth is our bitch, and we are here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. We're a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they cannot. What is it to be a patriot conservative? Well, what it is to be a patriot conservative is very, very simple, folks. Your ideology is very important. Being a conservative is very important. It's the last, in my opinion, it's the last sensible political outlook there is. But being a patriot's more important, and that's why I say we always put our country before anything else, being a patriot conservative. Welcome to our program. And our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. I am working on being at the immigration reform broadcast, series of broadcast remotes in Washington, D.C. in April. So I'd like you to stay tuned for details on that. We want to be in Washington, D.C. in April. There will be many radio shows broadcasting from throughout, broadcasting from various locations in the United States that will be joining together in Washington in April on immigration reform. And we certainly hope to have the Phil Hendry Show there front and center as well. Visit our website, philhendryshow.com. You can get live streaming video and live streaming audio of the show. You can hear our archives that go back thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of hours worth, as well as our news feed, as well as our podcasts, as well as our classic podcasts. They're all there at philhendryshow.com. We're going to be bringing on Doug Danger this evening, who is an entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. And what we're going to talk about tonight is the, you know, we talk an awful lot in our society about the widening differences between class. Is it true that we're in the midst of a class war? Well, I think that class wars are, I think they're more about talk than they are about anything else. I think people like to talk about that when they aren't talking about racial wars, for instance. I think when we talk about class war, basically what we're saying is, boy, times are sure tough, aren't they? I don't have as much money, maybe, as I wish I had. This guy's got more money than I do. Somebody's going to come along and exploit that. You have to be smart enough to know what it is that they're doing. Is there a difference, though, between ourselves and the Dreammakers, Hollywood? That's what we're going to talk about with Doug Danger this evening, as the headline today was that a judge has revoked Lindsay Lohan's probation. He revoked her probation. She's headed for a fourth stint in jail because there was a bail bondsman standing there ready to bond her out. So Superior Court Judge Keith L. Schwartz continued Lohan's felony grand theft hearing to February 23rd, set the bail at $40,000, $20,000 each for the felony charge, and $20,000, listen to this, for violation of her probation stemming from the 2007 DUI case, violating her probation. And then he urged her to obey the law. I don't know about you, I know what would have happened to me. I haven't spent long stretches in jail. I have been in jail as a very young man. I spent a night in jail. And I can tell you, not that I've got any hardcore experience, but just as a law-abiding citizen, to find yourself in jail, even if you're an 18-year-old kid, as I was, it's quite troubling. And if there's one thing you learn right off the bat, especially when you're 18, you don't have any friends. And there isn't anybody looking out for your special interests. There's no one that understands your contribution to society or anything else. There's not going to be anybody there to hold your hand or tell the judge what a warm and wonderful human being you really are. Let's get Doug Danger in on the conversation here from Santa Ana, California, the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. Doug, a question for you. And first of all, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
The question that I've got for you is, Lindsay Lohan, why does she continue to rate special treatment?
You've got that wrong. Let me say first off, Bill, that as a gay man, as a gay journalist, and I came out, as you know, about 3 months ago, so I know exactly the long, hard road that those of us who are gay, those of us who are members of a minority, what we go through in order to achieve success, or at least a modicum of success in this society. The gay man's a gay journalist. I look at Lindsay Lohan. She's not getting any break. Lindsay Lohan has, in my opinion, Lindsay Lohan hasn't got one break. Lindsay Lohan has been in front of a judge. She's had to pay out $40,000 in fine. This is a woman who is continuously being arrested. She's already done jail time.
What? You're telling me she hasn't gotten any breaks at all?
I don't think she's gotten any breaks at all. Not for someone in her position. A woman like that in her position who contributes to society. And understand something. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so I recognize what the contributions are of our celebrities.
Now, what, let me ask you something. You keep saying you're a gay man and a gay journalist. I've known you for a long time, and I know that you're gay. And I don't know why you have to continually repeat that.
Well, I'm repeating it because I want you to know my orientation. But what is more troubling is that you find it troubling that I'm saying it. And I have to say to you that I know you, Phil. I know you to be a fair man. But I think that there is a little bit of a subliminal or hidden homophobia.
There's no homophobia here, man. It's just that when you were talking...
Well, hold on for a minute. I don't want to be called man. If you could address me as Doug. Or Mr. Danger, okay?
All right, I'm sorry, but as you were talking, you said you're a gay man and a gay journalist.
All right, I am a gay man and a gay journalist.
Okay, you said that a couple of times.
Because I want you to know my orientation when it comes to Lindsay Lohan. Listen to me. Lindsay Lohan is someone that contributes to our society. Lindsay Lohan is someone, through her acting in motion pictures and television programs, she uplifts our state of mind. She uplifts our life condition as an actress. She is able to do public service work. She's able to go out and raise money for charities as an actress, obviously. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. As an actor, I can tell you this, because as an actress, she is able to raise money for different charities as well as have studios bankroll films and television programs based upon her participation.
And where were you getting that the studios are going to bankroll? This woman is nothing but trouble, man.
Because she had, let me tell you something. I was at the courthouse today. All right, so, you know, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. They go out and do my job. And I was at the courthouse today.
You being a gay man and a gay journalist, has that got anything to do with you being at the courthouse today?
Yeah, yes, it does. Because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, I do my job. You understand what I'm saying? I do my job, and I do it in a focused way. And, for you and I to continue this conversation, you're going to have to accept the fact that I'm gay.
And I accept the fact that you're gay, Doug. The fact that you're telling me this over and over again is a little bit troubling. Let me give our phone number out. It's 877-876-7445. Next hour, we got Don Mixa as we talk here with Doug Danger about Lindsay Lohan. Why is she getting special treatment, Doug?
I think you've already asked me that.
Yes, I have, and I got to ask you that again, because we've been talking about you being a gay man and a gay journalist, which I appreciate, but why...
You bring it up in a sarcastic way like that smacks of homophobia, which I'm gonna.
It's not homophobia. I don't think that this is an unusual thing to be asked. I'm sure that you have been asked it, and I'm going to ask it again.
Well, all right, you're a conservative. You call yourself a patriot conservative, right?
Yes.
Okay, what do I got to hear about that?
I'm not saying that I'm a patriot conservative over and over and over again.
Every time you're on the air, you're talking about radio for patriots, by patriots, patriot conservative all the time. Why do you do that?
All right, tell you what. I just want to talk about Lohan, and we can discuss, you know.
Well, we're not going to talk about my orientation, because that's why I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. That's not going to change.
I understand that. I want to talk about Lindsay Lohan. Why does she get a break?
Why do you think she's getting a break?
Because this woman has not done, in my... Every time I read about her, and here she has violated probation, the judge hangs a $20,000 bond price on her. He tells her to obey the law. How many times do you think she's been told that? We have seen this young lady in court over and over and over again. Why not put her inside for a long time and treat her as she would be, as anybody else would be treated, as you would be treated, as I would be treated? What is the message here for the young people that follow her?
Look, Phil, Lindsay Lohan is an individual who contributes to society in ways that other people cannot contribute. Now, let me finish this. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I've seen Lindsay Lohan. I've seen the kind of charity work that she can do. I've seen the kind of public service that she can do. I've seen how she uplifts people with her acting and the performances that she's in. And that's something the average person can't do. I wish that I could. I wish that you could. I wish the people listening to your program that I could do that, Phil. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I can tell you that it would be wonderful if we all had that kind of effect on society, but we can't do it. Anybody that calls your program tonight, you, me, we go out there and try to raise money for charity. We go out there and try and be in a movie. We go out there and try to be a TV show. And people are going to laugh until they're sick all over themselves. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, but I'm telling you, she is more meaningful to the community than the average blue-collar worker, the average Joe or Jane. There's no denying that. And that's why the judge has got to bond her out, because he knows so much is riding on her staying out of jail.
Well, I think it's an... I reject entirely what you just said.
Well, you can reject entirely what I just said, but you're going to have to, at some point, you're going to have to argue why.
I reject it from this, from the following. First of all, there's not a movie that's ever been made. I don't even think there's a charity that is out there that is so reliant upon one person.
Look, you just got done telling me...
That is so, hold on, that is so reliant upon one person that they're going to go belly up or otherwise see the very end of their operation if that person is not out.
You just got done telling me, and I was at the courthouse. I was at the courthouse. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist looking at all of the people that they had sent with Lindsay Lohan. She had a security team with her. And you're trying to tell me there's not anybody that important. You don't have a security team around you like that unless someone thinks you are very important. And there's a studio out there that is protecting Lindsay Lohan and wants her back under the lights at work and this stuff behind her.
Well, good luck with the stuff behind her. That's what I'm talking about.
You know, you call yourself a conservative, and you wonder why so many people in Hollywood are liberals. I'll tell you why a lot of people in Hollywood are progressives and liberals, and why I am at times. I'm not as much of a liberal as a lot of them, because if they were conservatives, Lindsay Lohan would probably be eating out of a garbage can right now, and we would be that much the poorer for not seeing this young lady's wonderful talents and the wonderful things that she can do in front of the camera and the great the money that she can make for the great people that she can make money for and all of that. If it was run by conservatives, she'd be at the bottom of a dumpster on her hands and knees licking that thing. And
you're telling me, hold on, I just want to be clear, this is a political thing now. This is about ideology. If conservatives ran Hollywood, Lindsay Lohan would be licking the bottom of a dumpster.
I'm telling you there would not be the compassion for artists that we need. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I've covered this for a long time. There would not be the compassion for artists that we do need in our society. I'm sorry that you've got listeners out there, Phil, that don't get a break. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I don't get a break. You don't get a break. Lindsay Lohan has got to have a break. And the reason why she's got to have that break is because she's a little bit better than the rest of us from the standpoint of what she can do. And she is a little bit better than the rest of us from the standpoint of what the money she can raise and the happiness she can bring. And yes, maybe morally, she's a little bit better than the rest of us. And she needs to use those drugs. And she needs to drink that alcohol. And I say that as a gay man and a gay journalist, that she's got to use drugs to deaden the horror of life, having to entertain a world that would turn around and throw her in prison.
Doug Danger with us, and as I said, I reject everything that you've just said. I think it is a fanciful argument filled with marvelous cliches.
There's not one cliche. Now, hold on there for a minute, Caballero. There was not one cliche I used at any of that. As a gay man and a gay journalist and a writer, I have to be original.
No, that was just rife with cliche and rife with a sort of a fantasy that I'm reminded of George C. Scott when he passed on, the great George C. Scott, one of the greatest actors that ever lived, who said that there is a myth around the actor that he was sent to us from heaven on a cloud, almost as if he was Jesus himself, and that he comes down to salve the wounds and ease the pain of the common man, and then he is lifted back up rapture-like to heaven after. And I think that's the fantasy that Doug Danger's in right now, but we'll find out what you guys think. Our number is 877-876-7445. Lindsay Lohan, why is she getting a break? Or is it because she deserves a break over you and I? This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And this is Radio for Patriots, by Patriots. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry.
to Radio for Patriots by Patriots, the Phil Henry Show, here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. Doug Danger joining me from the Orange County Courier. We're talking about Lohan, and I'm going to ask you about Charlie Sheen in a minute, but really what this conversation is about, Doug, in my opinion, is the fact that we have a country filled with human beings that will never be movie stars, never be in the limelight. Nonetheless, our citizens, our taxpayers, our law abiders, and they get up in the morning, they open up their paper, and they see somebody like this getting another break, another bond posted. Charlie Sheen, here's a guy that put a knife to his wife's neck, beat up a hooker, or whoever the hell it was he beat up. Not the same standard.
Let me tell you something, Phil. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell your audience this, and your audience knows this already, because I think you've made the mistake of saying that you are speaking for the average man. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and yet I'm speaking more for the average man than you are. The average person out there wants to see Lindsay Lohan and Charlie Sheen back at their jobs, making them happy, making them laugh, doing their movies, doing the things that they do to make the world a happier place and a place that's easier to deal with for the average person. You look at a guy. You talk about Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, let me talk about Charlie Sheen. Let me ask you something, okay?
Charlie Sheen never hurt anybody. Okay, Charlie Sheen is a party animal, if you want to put it that way. He never hurt anybody.
I just got done telling you that he put a knife to his own wife's neck and he beat up a hooker.
I'm telling you that Charlie Sheen, he has never hurt anyone of any consequence. Yes, I know. Look, he beat up a hooker, and as much as I feel for, and those are people that are abused, I think mostly by the police, but, and the wife that he put the knife to was not Denise Richards.
So, in other words, the wife he put the knife to was not a celebrity, and this is just a hooker that he beat up?
Yes, then you don't have to pose it as a question. What I'm making the overall point is he's never hurt anyone except for those two people that it could be argued. I wouldn't argue it, but it could be argued that they don't count.
They don't count, huh?
They don't count the way if you were married to... You can twist it all you want, man, but...
By the way, I just called me, man, and that was something you didn't want me to call you. Our number is 877-876-PHIL.
Well,
you did. 877-876-7445. We'll go to a phone call here in Los Angeles. It's Tom listening on KTLK. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, my name's Tom. I'm a straight man and a straight law student, and
yeah,
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand why you being a gay man and a gay journalist has any more credibility to Lindsay Lohan, who hasn't accomplished anything. Yes, she's very fortunate to be an actress, but what has she done that is earth-shaking or moving? She's surrounded by people in court because they don't want to put the photographers to ram cameras up her face. What has she done, and why is she a gay...
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist because that's the mountain I've had to climb as a reporter. It makes me a better reporter, I've got a far better perception. And I see these things
I give
clearly.
You credit for, then I give you credit for coming out, but how does... Wait. How does you being a gay man, and have you a better perception of seeing things
because
more clearly, being that you're
gay? Man and a gay journalist, and she's a bisexual, which is something else that has to be pointed out. And I'm saying, laughing at her being a bisexual? Are you laughing at her being a bisexual?
I'm nothing...
I don't understand
that. If she's a bisexual... No, I'm laughing that... You're prefacing your conversation and your credibility based on you being
right.
a gay man. So what?
Right.
I'm
what
a
the hell does
man,
that? What does that got to do with anything, man?
Well,
you tell me.
You just interrupted
it.
I'm going to ask.
I would say this: as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I have a better idea of what's going on here. And what's going on here is that Lindsay Lohan.
Yes. As a journalist,
as a gay man, and a gay journalist, you know I'm gay.
Your sexual preference. I know you're gay, and
you
I'm
know
happy
I'm,
for you.
As a gay man, and I'm looking at a woman as a bisexual. And
what has her being a bisexual got to do with any of it?
You know what I hear, Doug? I don't care.
You're making a lot of excuses.
Well, I'm not making any excuses. I'm simply saying she's a bisexual.
Wow. Your whole conversation is an excuse. I'm a gay man, I'm a gay journalist, therefore I can see more clearly. I'm a gay man, I'm a gay journalist. That means that...
When you go out into the world, you're going to tell people you're a lawyer? Are you going to tell people you're a lawyer when you go out into the world and you begin your law practice?
Yes, I am not going to say I'm a straight
and
man and a straight lawyer. I'm going to say,
what are you gonna say?
I'm a... Just as you're a journalist, you should say Doug Danger, journalist.
Are you going to say that you're a lawyer?
I'm going to say Tom Esquire.
I'm going to say I'm a gay man and a gay journalist because we were not allowed to say that. If you were allowed to say that you're a gay lawyer, and if you were a gay lawyer, you'd say that.
Why would he say that?
Absolutely not. I would not. On my legal document, my legal signature would not say Tom.
Would be Esquire. We'll take a break. We'll be back. The world famous Phil Henry Show with Doug Danger. And this is Radio 4 Patriots by Patriots, 877-876-7445. Lindsay Lohan, why is she treated differently from the rest of us?
I'm a gay man and a gay journal.
Famous Phil Henry Show.
It is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. It's radio for Patriots by Patriots. And welcome back to our program here as we talk with Doug Danger. He is an entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. We're talking about Lindsay Lohan, but we're not talking about Lindsay Lohan's movies or her TV shows. We're not talking about her much talked about parents. We're talking about the fact that this is a young lady who, though she may be very talented, is getting a far bigger break in the judicial system than any of us would get, you or I. And this is a young woman who's been in and out of court. She hasn't spent more than a few days in jail. She is constantly screwing up, and she's protected. And what we're really dealing with here, Doug, and you refuse, and maybe it's because you've been writing about entertainment for a long time, is there's you and me and the people listening to this program right now, and there's Lindsay Lohan.
There is Lindsay Lohan, Phil, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right? And
I know you're a gay man and a gay journalist. You have not yet told me what that's got to do with what we're talking about.
Lindsay Lohan is a bisexual actress who has come up some very rough roads, and she was blessed by only one thing. I think her parents are terrific. I think that Michael and Dina are doing their very best to protect their daughter from a mob of people who say they want Lindsay Lohan to be put before the bar of justice and treated the way any other person would be treated, but they still wanted to turn out all those movies. They wanted to come to their charity events. They wanted to come to the to their openings. They want an autograph, and they want all of these things. Lindsay Lohan is not a guy who's driving a truck. Lindsay Lohan, as much as I respect truck drivers, Phil, my father was a truck driver, and I love my father, but you know, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I didn't love him as much as some other people that helped me more because my father didn't like the fact that I was gay. So I don't really think truck drivers are all that. Nor do I think the lady that checks out your groceries is all that because my mother checked out groceries. And those people, you know, those people that check out groceries, they're fine. But who's better? Lindsay Lohan.
What do you mean, who's better? You can't say who's better. You can say Lindsay Lohan is a lot of fun to watch. You can say, gee, I sure am glad that
I can say it, and I think the people in listening to your audience tonight, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Okay, and you're a gay man and a gay journalist, and so therefore Lindsay Lohan's better.
I didn't say that at all. You know, that homophobia. Wow.
Dude, there's no I said dude, too, by the way. There's no homophobia here. No homophobia here.
Oh, okay.
There is only a guy saying to you, Lindsay Lohan, you know, she's better than someone driving a truck, better than someone checking out groceries.
Because my father drove a truck, my mother checked out groceries, and they were both homophobes.
I'm sorry that you went through that.
And I wish I had parents like Lindsay Lohan. Dina and Michael are doing their very best, and they're treated like dirt, and they're talked about like they're a couple of freaks in a circus.
Well, I happen to think they are.
Oh, no, I know you do. I know you do. I don't think there's an abomination that you haven't sunk to when it comes to defining other people, Phil.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, that's fine, but I happen to think they are a couple of freaks in a circus. I happen to think that those two people are eminently responsible for that young woman's problems. Here is Ellen in Los Angeles listening on KTLK. Go ahead, Ellen.
I think Doug is a moron and emblematic of what's wrong with this country, full of celebrity worshippers. And I'm curious and very confused about whether he's a gay man or a gay journalist. I just haven't understood that at all.
I'm both. Maybe you don't listen very well. I said I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Really? Why is that? Because
that's what's wrong with the country is worshiping celebrity like there's some kind of royalty. I understand that you're a gay man and a gay journalist, although you better tell me about 20 more times please. I can't even understand.
A minute ago you said you were confused about that.
Write anything. What an idiot. I'll take
this woman is a bisexual actress. You're aware that she's a bisexual actress. Are you aware of that? Are you aware of that? That Lindsay Lohan is a bisexual actress. Hello? Why, the dirty, that lousy chicken.
Hold on for a minute. Ellen, are you gone? We probably lost her in a some sort of a blip. 877-876-PHIL.
That lousy chicken.
Hold on for a minute, man. I don't know whether her phone went out or what happened.
That woman, she wanted to get in her homophobe shots and then go on her merry way.
877-876-PHIL, Phil Hendry Show. Here is Tom in Topeka, Kansas. Go ahead, Tom. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger.
Hey, how's it going? I just wanted to tell him, Doug, that he needs to wake up. He obviously is not a quality journalist if he has to spend all this time, putting out to the world that he's gay. I mean, that's not the issue.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist is what I said. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
But you're not understanding what Phil's trying to get at. He's trying to explain to you about Lindsay Lohan and people like her and Charlie Sheen. They do get special treatment. I mean, you need to wake up and smell the coffee here.
You know something, sir? I've been working in the field of entertainment journalism for a long time. I've been around these people. When you tell me from Topeka, Kansas, that I got to wake up and smell the coffee, I've seen these people.
So have I. Hold on. So have I. I've been in this town for a long time. I grew up here. And they do get special treatment. And they do stand in front of a judge and get a slap on the wrist. And they do get and you're telling me they can't afford really good lawyers?
Oh, well, excuse me. What are they supposed to do with their money then? Give it away?
Well, the fact of the matter is, if you can run out and hire like this guy, Mel Gibson, he went out and got the very best drunk driver lawyer you can find in this Blair Burke or whatever her name is, and she all of a sudden gets this thing. That's the last we hear about it.
Hey, Blair Burke is a damn good lawyer, and if you can afford her, good for you. And let me ask this guy here, Tom. If you got arrested, sir, for something, wouldn't you want the best lawyer you could find? Now, let's say you got arrested, and I'm not saying you would ever do this in a million years, but let's just say you got arrested for touching some little kid. You'd want to get a good lawyer, and that lawyer would get you off. Next thing you know, people would say, Tom got special treatment. No, you didn't. You just got a good lawyer.
Oh, get out of here. Fact of the matter is that what Lindsay Lohan's going through, she's been going through this for a long time. She's like I said, in and out of court, no real significant jail time.
Yeah, but Tom ain't saying nothing because I got him convinced.
No, you don't.
I won the argument while you're...
Well, Phil?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to tell you, I can prove him wrong because I've been in law enforcement and corrections for the last 25 years, and I see how people who get arrested who are in the public eye, whether they're they're actors, whether they're politicians, they do get special treatment. I've seen it firsthand, and Doug's not going to be able to convince me otherwise.
How about that, huh?
What do you mean they get special treatment? Why? Because you guys ask them for an autograph while you're booking them? Is that what you're talking about?
No, it's not that. It's because of the money and the stature that they have, and because of the people who they know that they'll get right on the phone and make that call because money coats the
one
palm
phone
of everybody.
Well, of course. I mean, if a guy's got money, if a guy is a millionaire, would you begrudge Bill Gates if he said, "Oh, you got me. I got to call my lawyer." I mean, you guys talk like a conservative, Mr. Henry, but you sound like a liberal because you don't think people who've got money should be allowed to call their lawyer.
I'm telling you, I'm not talking about lawyers necessarily. I'm talking about judges and what those lawyers suddenly buy. They suddenly buy. They don't buy the blind image of justice that we've learned as kids. The image of justice with the blindfold across their eyes, that everybody is equal in front of the law. They don't buy that at all. What they get is this judge who sees the celebrity, the judge who sees all those movies and sees all those charity events that you're talking about. A judge who is not blind to the person's stature in life and therefore gives them special treatment.
Hold on for just a minute. Yay! You feel good? You feel good? You made a nice speech there. I'm sure Tom's impressed.
Let me ask you a question, as long as Tom's on the line. Who's better? Who's more valuable to society? Lindsay Lohan or Tom as a police officer?
I say this with all respect to Tom. Lindsay Lohan's got to win that, hands down. Because though Tom is a cop, well, what are you laughing at? If Tom's a cop, is anybody going to line up around the block to watch him do his work?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You ever heard of Cops, the TV show?
Oh, get out of here.
No, have you ever heard of Cops, the TV show? That thing's been on for 15 years. You better believe people will line up and watch it.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. You know, he doesn't know what I'm talking about. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And I got that one figured out.
Yeah.
You know, Phil, it's just...
Yes, sir.
And that fits right into this category. When they're not responsible for behavior and not held accountable, and they don't get special treatment, or what they're doing is condoning the behavior, you know, and they're not showing how, you know, the justice system is... You know,
no, that's a good point. I tell you, Tom, I want to do something for you, man, for Valentine's Day. I'd like you to hang on the line. I'm going to give you a $50 gift certificate, man, courtesy of our sponsor, Profilers.com, so you can get that special someone a fantastic Valentine's Day gift, or maybe you're getting something else. How about that, brother? Okay.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
All right, hang on, man. Valentine's Day is Monday, so I'd like all of you guys to go over to Profilers.com. You hang on the line there. Who's that, Tom? Yeah, Tom. Valentine's Day is Monday, so go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner of the screen, and type in the name Hendry, H-E-N-D-R-I-E, and you'll get access to some exclusive deals for all of you guys, my listeners. So don't wait until the last minute for your Valentine's Day orders. Go to proflowers.com. That was a commercial there.
Phil, the point that I'm trying to make, Phil, and I'm not disrespecting Tom, the police officer, and I appreciate what he does for us, but you know and I know, that at the end of the day, when the chips are down, and you gotta make a call, who do I keep and who do I let go? I gotta keep Lindsay Lohan. I gotta tell Tom to go on down the road.
And why do you gotta keep Lindsay Lohan?
Because she's gonna be worth more to me as a movie star and a TV as an actor, and what the actor do. Okay.
What the actor do?
Well, you just belched.
No, I did not belch.
I just heard you do that. So what's that about?
What do you mean, what's fun about?
You're making fun of the way I'm talking, all right? I come from the South, and sometimes I slip back into a little bit of that dialogue. I said what the actor does. I didn't mean to say what the actor do.
Okay, fine. 877.
Well, don't go okay, fine, like I'm some kind of a retard.
And we don't use that, you know, wow, boy, man. I don't like using that word any more than, you know, any average liberal would. But you just used it.
Excuse me, I wasn't talking about a real retard. Okay.
You just keep right on firing that with that word, don't you? 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Michael in Jackson, Mississippi. Go ahead, Michael. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. How you doing?
Yes, sir. Very good.
I'd like to talk to Doug about this the whole Lindsay Lohan thing, maybe trying to get his point out of him. Why exactly is Lindsay Lohan more important than any other working class citizen? What has she done to help everybody else in the world? What has she done to enrich my life? What has she done to enrich your life?
Well, a lot of what we've all done as the average man and woman, we've tried and we've worked very hard at trying to develop as much as we can so the tax base is big enough and we send more money back to Washington. But we just don't, we ain't getting it done. You know, somebody like Lindsay Lohan goes to work and she generates enough income to send a significant tax dollar back to Washington. You and me, as hard as we work, and as good a man as I'm sure you are, Michael, you and I, at the end of the day, it's just not getting it done. You know, we should have stayed home and stayed in bed.
All right, for all of the
good we're doing.
What does that mean, man? So,
what do you mean, what does that mean? What do I got to explain to you?
Go ahead, Michael.
You not calling, it's okay if you don't call me man.
Just do it. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm just telling it like it is.
Right. I understand that you're a gay journalist. If Lindsay Lohan does generate so much income, then why do you expect her to not have some kind of stress in her life and not go to court and pay dues when she's committed crimes, first off? Secondly, how hard is she really working? When's the last time you saw a Lindsay Lohan movie come out and break the box office on a toilet?
Lindsay Lohan
is not famous because she's a good actor. Lindsay Lohan is famous because she's always in court and always getting in trouble.
Lindsay Lohan, well, I beg to differ. Herbie Fully Loaded, which is a child's movie. It's a Disney movie. She's just in Machete, the Danny Trejo movie. She's in demand, and she's in such demand that these studios are hiring her, and it's not cheap, and they've got the security people with it. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've seen these security people, and I was at the courtroom today.
See, right there, you don't mind me interrupting, you were at the courtroom today, you're talking about Lindsay, and you said, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I was at the courtroom today.
That's right.
What has that got to do with you being at the courtroom?
That's what I'd like to know. Why do you keep bringing up the point that you are a gay man and a gay journalist? It sounds to me like you are the one with homophobia. You're accusing everyone else of being homophobic, but you're the one that just happened to bring this up and reassure yourself. What? We've understood that.
Why would I be homophobic if I'm a gay man and a gay journalist? How does that make me homophobic?
I don't know. I would think you could accept it without having to say it out loud.
I do accept it, and I accept the fact that Lindsay Lohan is being singled out for this kind of treatment in part because she's, and I'm going to use the word that they use, because she's a queer. Yes, because she's bisexual.
What a word, man.
Oh, well, you listen, you conservatives use it all the time.
No, I do not. No, I did. You can't tell me, and you will never be able to tell me what it is I do in my life. I know what I do, and I don't use that word.
Well, you know that that's what a lot of your listeners are thinking.
No, that's not. My listeners right now are thinking what a nut you are. And you're talking about being a gay man and a gay journalist, and I accept the fact you were down at the courthouse, and you saw all the people that were surrounding her, and you saw all the money that the studios put out, and then you blow the whole thing apart by saying, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Because you're a homophobe, and you can't take, you don't like getting any directions from queers. You know something, Phil, you call your show, Radio for Patriots by Patriots. Do you think it's patriotic to be homophobic?
I'm not homophobic, man. I haven't heard anybody call this show who's a homophobe. I haven't heard anybody be outrageously homophobic. Thank you very much for your call, sir. I haven't heard any of that. The only person who keeps bringing it up is you. We're talking about the dichotomy of treatment between the haves and the have-nots, specifically the celebrity in our world that we see paraded in front of us over and over and over again with every kind of unacceptable violation of decency and law. And the next thing you know, they're out walking the street, man. They're back on the job. 877-876-PHIL. This is Radio for Patriots by Patriots. Next hour, Don Mixa, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Radio for Patriots, by Patriots, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. As we continue to make sense of a world that is increasingly in the hands of the entitled, but those entitled who don't do all of the work. At least that's the way we're reading the Lindsay Lohan situation, as well as the Charlie Sheen situation. Doug Danger, who is a entertainment writer of the Orange County Courier, has joined us.
What you said right there, Phil, if I could interrupt, you just basically said that Lindsay Lohan doesn't work and neither does Charlie Sheen.
No, I didn't. I didn't say that. I said that.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Now, you've got to be fair. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm honest about that. And
yes, you're honest about being gay to the tune of 50 million times this hour.
All right. But be honest. You said those people don't do as much work. Okay?
All right. I misspoke.
Oh, you misspoke. Charlie Sheen and Lindsay Lohan do more work than the average person. I'm sorry, Phil. I had to do that, but I've got a really bad stomach.
And you were the one that was talking to me about belching. And let me just tell you something that may help both of us. Dynapep, okay?
What?
Dynapep. Dynapep is a micro-energy shot. And I don't know whether that'll actually help us digest our food, but I thought it was a nice segue. Dynapep, a micro-energy shot that I've used, guys, from time to time on this show because I do a late-night show. And it is a show that sometimes can be, wearying toward the later hours. So I take my little Dynapep shot. It is 4 milliliters, no sugar, no crash, no jitters, 2 calories, and that's it. The Dynapep micro shot gets you through the night, focused and alert, and keeps you going when you've been up all night. Dynapep lasts up to 10 hours with 10 times the power. Check it out, the micro energy shot, Dynapep. Go to Dynapep.com right now and learn more about Dynapep. And like I said, it's a semi-regular feature on this show. I'll bring my Dynapep in tomorrow and show everybody the box. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. Doug Danger with us from the Orange County Courier. Dulani in Indianapolis, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Doug, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
What does your sexual preference and your job have to do with the fact that Lindsay Lohan is skating all around the laws that are set in place in this country? Last I checked, I'm a master mason, but that has nothing to do with it. Last I checked, was set in this nation, then the Constitution did not say those who entertain us in our country, they're put under separate rules. And I have a problem with you saying they are better than, say, me. I'm 28. I'll be 29 July 1st. When I was born, okay. I couldn't talk until the age of three. I graduated high school 2001. I went to college between 01 and 06. Doctors told my mom I'd be dead in 24 hours or a vegetable for the rest of my life. I'm a semester and some change off my bachelor's degree. I know in the last four or five Super Bowls, personal friends who have played in them, over 10 people in the NFL, so on and so forth. I'm not coming on here saying, Doug, you're less than a person because you don't know who I know or you haven't done what I've done. You're saying that Lindsay Lohan...
No, I'd say all the things you've been through, that makes you almost equal to Lindsay Lohan. I wouldn't say that about anybody else.
Almost equal?
Yeah. I'm saying as a gay man, as a gay journalist.
No,
get out of here.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, no. You know, don't you want to take a break? And I think... Absolutely. Dynapep, by the way, is a proud sponsor of the Phil Henry Show. I hope they're a proud sponsor. Thanks very much, Delani. Thank you, Doug. Don Mixa, next hour on the show that is for Patriots, by Phil Patriots, Phil Henry Show.